We need men and women who can walk intimately with God. And that's why I want to look at the testimony of this man called Elijah. Part one was just three simple points. That God has to make us into people of righteousness. God has to make us into people of earnest prayer. Then God can use us to save sinners and turn the nation for God. So now I want to give you the testimony of the prophet Elijah. And in this way I will share the testimony of Elijah with you. So after I pray, then I will start speaking as the prophet Elijah. So first of all, let's pray. Thank you, Father God, that you raise up prophets. And Lord, we are wanting you to raise up mighty servants of God from this place. Raise up men and women who can move in your power. Men and women who can walk like the prophet Elijah. So Lord God, I just pray that you'll give me the grace to speak Elijah's testimony. And Lord, we know that Elijah was just a human being like us. Because you want to make us into mighty men and women of God. So I pray for every person here today that this testimony will challenge them to get closer to you. That they will get a greater glimpse of what it means to walk close with you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. My name is the prophet Elijah. I lived in the days of Israel became a wicked nation. Israel in their hearts began to turn away from their true God. In those days there was a wicked king called Omri. Omri did more evil in the eyes of God. He sinned more than even the kings before him. He followed the evil sins of King Jeroboam. King Jeroboam led Israel away from God. Because he made two golden calves. And he deceived the people by telling them to worship these cows, these calves. So God became angry. Because the people were worshipping these worthless idols. Now King Omri had a wicked son. And his name was Ahab. When Ahab became king, he did even more evil in the eyes of the Lord. He thought it only a small sin to do the sins of King Jeroboam. Then he married a woman from a very wicked nation. This is one of the most wicked women that ever lived.
అయితే ఒక చెడ్డగాటువంటి స్త్రీను చాలా మంది చూస్తున్నాం.
And her name was Jezebel.
అయితే ఆమె అప్పుడు ఎవరైతే ఆమె యెజెబెల్ అటువంటి ఆ యొక్క స్త్రీని మనం చూస్తూ ఉన్నాం.
She used to serve a false god called Baal.
అయితే ఆమె ఏంటంటే ఈ యొక్క బయలు దేవతను బహుగా ఆరాధించేటువంటి స్త్రీగా ఉంది ఆమె.
So she worshipped false gods.
ఆమె నిజముకు దేవుని కాని వాళ్ళని ఆరాధిస్తూ ఉంది.
So Ahab, he followed his wife into great wickedness.
అయితే ఆహాబు తన భార్య నడిచే మార్గం
and did more evil than all the kings of Israel before him.
అయితే అంటే ముందున్నటువంటి రాజులు దేవుని వ్యతిరేకంగా ఉన్నట్టు ఉన్నదంటే ఎక్కువైన చెడ్డవాడుగా ఉన్నాడు.
It was at this time that the word of the Lord came to me.
అప్పుడు దేవుని యొక్క వాక్యము నా యొక్కకు వచ్చింది.
And God sent me to this king Ahab. And I told him that as the Lord lives, and I am a servant of the Lord, there will be no rain for the next few years. Only at my word will the rain come. Then the Lord told me to leave this place.
అయితే ఈ యొక్క స్థలమును దేవుడిని విడిచిపెట్టమని చెప్పాడు.
And he told me the place where there was one small river.
అయితే ఈ స్థలాన్ని విడిచి ఎక్కడైతే ఒక చిన్న కాలువ ఉందో ఆ కాలువ దగ్గర నివసించమని చెప్పాడు దేవుడు.
So I could drink from this stream.
నీ యొక్క వాగులోనటువంటి నీళ్లు తాగేవాణ్ణి.
And morning and night God sent the ravens to me with some bread and some meat.
అయితే కాకులము ద్వారాగా ఆహారము కొన్ని రొట్టెలు మాంసాన్ని పంపించాడు దేవుడు.
Because now a great famine came upon the land.
అయితే ఆ యొక్క దేశం మీద చాలా కరువు వచ్చింది.
So the streams soon dried up and could have no water.
అయితే కొన్ని దినాల తర్వాత ఆ యొక్క కాలువలో నీళ్లు కూడా ఎండిపోయింది.
And the Lord spoke to me.
మరలా దేవుడు నాతో మాట్లాడారు.
And said to me to go to one widow.
అయితే దేవుడు ఇక్కడ ఒక విధవరాలి దగ్గరకు వెళ్ళమని చెప్పాడు దేవుడు.
Because the Lord has commanded this widow to supply me with food.
అయితే దేవుడు ఆ విధవరాలకు ముందుగా బోధించిన దాన్ని బట్టి ఈ ప్రవక్తని పోషించమని దేవుడు చెప్పాడు.
When I came to the town gates.
ఆ యొక్క మరి పట్టణం యొక్క ద్వారం వద్దకు వచ్చా నేను.
I saw a widow collecting some sticks.
అయితే ఒక విధవరాలు అక్కడ కొన్ని పొలాలు ఏర్పొంది ఉన్నది.
So I said, can you please give me a drink of water?
అయితే ఆమెతో నాకు కొన్ని నీళ్లు ఇస్తావా అడిగాను.
As she was going to get the water, I also said, can you please give me a piece of bread?
అయితే నీళ్లు తేవడానికి వెళ్ళబోతూ ఉండగా ఒక చిన్న రొట్టె ముక్క కూడా తీసుకురామా అని చెప్పాను.
But she said, I don't have any bread.
అయితే నా దగ్గర రొట్టె ముక్క లేవయ్యా అని చెప్పింది.
I only have a handful of flour.
అయితే నీ దగ్గర ఏమైతే ఉన్నదో.
And a tiny bit of oil in a jar. I was going to make my last meal for me and my son.
ఆ కొద్దిగా పిండితో కొద్దిగా నూనెతో చివరి రొట్టె ముక్కలు నా కొడుకు నేను చేసుకుని తిందాం అనుకుంటున్నాము.
And then we were going to die.
ఆ తిన్న తర్వాత మేము చనిపోతామని చెప్పింది.
But I said to her, don't be afraid.
అయితే నీవు భయపడకు.
Go home and make a small piece of bread first for me.
మొదటిగా నా కోసం ఒక చిన్న రొట్టెను తయారు చేయి తీసుకురా.
After that you can make some bread for your son.
తర్వాత మీ కోసం నేను కొన్ని రొట్టెలు తయారు చేసుకోండి.
Because this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says.
అయితే ఇశ్రాయేలు దేవుడి మన దేవుడు చెప్పిన మాట అది.
Your flour will never be used up.
అయితే నీవు ఎప్పుడైతే అవి చేస్తావో.
And your jug of oil will never be empty.
నీవు ఆ విధంగా చేసినప్పుడు నీ యొక్క బుట్టిలో నూనె అయిపోదు. ఆ యొక్క కుండలో పిండి తరిగిపోదు చెప్పాడు.
Until the Lord sends rain on this land.
ఇదిగో దేవుడు ఆ యొక్క ప్రాంతం మీదకి వర్షము తీసుకొచ్చే వరకు ఆ విధంగా జరుగుతుంది చెప్పాడు.
So she obeyed the word of the Lord.
దేవుని యొక్క మాటలు ఆమెకు విధేయత చూపించింది.
And the flour never ran out.
అయితే ఆమె ఆ పిండి ఎప్పుడు కూడా అయిపోలేదు.
The oil never stopped pouring out of that jug.
ఆ యొక్క నూనె మరి బుట్టిలో ఎప్పుడు అయిపోకుండా.
In accordance with the power and the miracle of the Lord.
అయితే ఇక్కడ దేవుని యొక్క ఆశ్చర్య కార్యాన్ని మనం చూస్తున్నాం.
But some time later the son of this woman became very sick.
అయితే కొన్ని దినాల తర్వాత ఆ యొక్క విధవరాలి యొక్క కుమారుడు వ్యాధిగ్రస్తు అయ్యాడు.
He grew worse and worse until finally he stopped breathing.
అయితే ఆయన శ్వాస పీల్చుకోవడం కష్టంగా ఉండి చివరకు బాగా చూస్తున్నాం.
So this woman, she came to me.
అప్పుడు ఆ యొక్క మరి విధవరాలు ఆయనకు వచ్చింది.
And she said, what do you have against me, O man of God?
అయితే నా మీద నీకు వ్యతిరేకత ఏముందినైనా దేవుడు సేవ కూడా అడుగుతుంది.
Did you come to remind me of my sins?
నీ వచ్చిన నా పాపం చూసాడు మీరు వచ్చారా?
And kill my son?
నా కుమారుడు చనిపోవడానికి మీరు వచ్చారా?
So I said to her, give me your son.
అయితే నీ కుమారుడు తీసుకురామని చెప్పాను.
And I carried him to the upper room.
అతన్ని నేను తీసుకుని పై యొక్క గదిలోకి వెళ్ళాను.
And I lay his dead body on the bed.
అయితే పైన ఆ యొక్క చనిపోయినటువంటి కుమారుడి శవాన్ని తీసుకుని పైన పడుకోబెట్టాను.
Then I cried out to the Lord.
దేవునికి మొరపెట్టాను నేను.
Oh God,
oh Prabhu,
why have you brought this tragedy upon this woman? Why have you caused this son to die? So I stretched myself onto the body of this boy, and three times I cried out to the Lord. Oh Lord, my God, let this boy's life return into him. The Lord God heard my cry, and the boy's life entered back into him. So I carried this child back to his mother. I said, look, your son is alive. And then the woman said to me, now I know that you are a man of God. And the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth. For 3.5 years there was no rain on this land. But then the Lord spoke to me. He said, go and present yourself to this wicked King Ahab. So I began my journey to meet with this king. Ahab had one good servant called Obadiah. Obadiah was a true follower of the Lord. And when wicked Jezebel was killing the prophets of the Lord, as I said, Jezebel's one of the most wicked women who ever lived. She was constantly doing witchcraft. She was constantly worshipping idols. And she was constantly putting the prophets of the true God to death. But Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them in caves. And he supplied them with food and water. And as I was going to meet the king, I saw Obadiah. And I said to Obadiah, I will present myself to King Ahab. I said to him, you go and tell King Ahab that I am coming. But Obadiah was afraid. He said, oh, King Ahab will kill me. Because he has sent men to every country to search to find you. And he said to me, what will happen if the Spirit of the Lord catches me away? And Obadiah was thinking, if the Spirit of the Lord takes me away, how will he present to King Ahab? So I said to him, surely I will meet King Ahab this very day. So Obadiah went to prepare the way. King Ahab saw me coming from the distance. And he was very angry with me. And he said, is it you who has brought trouble on the nation of Israel? But I said to him, I have not brought trouble on Israel. It's you and your father's family. Because you turned away from the Lord's commands. And you have followed the false gods, the Baals. Now call all of Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel. And bring 450 of these prophets of Baal. And bring 400 prophets of the other false god, which was called Asherah. So Ahab called for the priests of Israel that were worshipping these false gods to come to this mountain. And then I spoke to the people. How long until you decide who you will truly follow? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if this idol, this Baal is God, then you can follow this idol. But the people said nothing. They just remained silent. So I said, I am the only prophet of the Lord left. But Baal has 450 prophets. So get two bulls. Cut them to pieces. Put them on the wood. But do not set the sacrifice on fire. Then you call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord, the God who answers by fire. He is the true living God. Then all the people said that what you are saying is good. So the prophets of Baal made their sacrifice. And from morning to noon they were calling upon this false God. They shouted to their God, but no one answered them. They danced around their altar, but no one answered them. So I began to tease these people. Where is your God? Maybe you have to shout louder. Maybe he can't hear you. Maybe he is sleeping. Maybe he's traveled far away. Maybe you have to wake your God up. So try and shout louder. So these false prophets, they shouted louder. They began cutting themselves with swords. And blood was flowing from their body. They were making false prophecies. But until the evening there was no response. No one answered their prayers. No one paid any attention to their shouting. So I said to all the people, you come to me. We will repair the altar of the Lord. And then I took 12 stones for the 12 tribes of Israel. We cut the bull to pieces. Put these pieces of meat onto the wood. Then I told them to dig a trench around the altar. I said, pour 4 large jars of water onto the sacrifice. And I said, do it again. And then I said, do it a third time. There was so much water that even the trench trench was filled up with water. Then I stepped forward to pray. I said, O Lord God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, let it be known today that there is a God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all of your commandments that you have given to me. Answer me, O Lord my God. Answer me, O Lord my God. So that these people will know that you are the true God. And you are turning their hearts away from idols. And you are turning their hearts to the true God. Suddenly fire fell from the sky. The fire of the Lord burnt up the sacrifice. It burnt up the wood and the stones. The fire burnt up the soil of the ground. The fire licked up all the water. When all the people saw this, they fell to the ground. And they were crying out, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. So I commanded them to take those false prophets and those false prophets were put to death. And then I said to wicked King Ahab, go and eat and drink because heavy rain is about to come. So Ahab, he began to go on his way. But I climbed to the very top of the mountain. I bent down to the ground. I put my face between my knees. And I began to pray earnestly to the Lord. Then I sent my servant to go and look towards the sea. But he came back and said, there is nothing there. So 7 times I prayed. 7 times I told my servant to look towards the sea. Only on the 7th time he came and said to me, I have seen a small cloud. A small cloud, just the size of a man's hand, is rising from the sea. So I told my servant to go and tell King Ahab to go quickly before the rain stops him. Meanwhile, the whole sky grew black. The wind rose and a heavy rain began to come. Suddenly the power of the Lord came upon me. So I was able to run ahead of Ahab riding in his horse and chariot. Now Ahab told Jezebel all that had happened. And Jezebel then sent me a message. She said that she will surely kill me. By this time tomorrow, she threatened that I would be dead. I had some fear for my life. Because I knew that she had killed all the prophets of the Lord. So I began to run for my life. And then I left my my servant behind, and I ran for a whole day into the desert. But then I found one tree. I sat down under that tree, and I prayed that I should die. I said, "Oh Lord, I have had enough. Take my life. I'm no better than any of my ancestors." Then I lay down at that tree and I fell asleep. But all at once an angel touched me. And the angel said, "Get up and eat." And then I looked around and there was some bread. Also a jar of water. So I ate and then I went back to sleep. But a second time the angel came to me. The angel touched me. The angel said, "Get up and eat. Otherwise the journey will be too much for you." So I was strengthened by this food, so that for 40 days and 40 nights I could travel into the deserts. And I traveled until I came to the mountain of God. This was the mountain where God had appeared to the prophet Moses in the burning bush. That is why we called this mountain the mountain of God. I went into the cave and I spent the night in this cave. Then the word of the Lord came to me. The Lord said, "What are you doing here, Elijah? Why are you at this place, Elijah?" And I said, "I have been very zealous for serving the Lord. But the Israelites have broken your covenant. They put your prophets to death. I am the only true prophet left. And they are also trying to kill me." But then the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Go and stand on the mountain. Stand in the presence of the Lord. For the Lord is about to pass in front of you." Suddenly there was a great and powerful wind. And the mountains were torn apart. The rocks were shattered. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire there came a gentle whisper. When I heard this gentle whisper, I pulled my cloak over my head. I covered my face. And I went and stood at the front of the cave. Then I heard the voice speak to me. "What are you doing here, Elijah? Why are you here, Elijah?" So I said, "I have been very zealous for serving the Lord. But the Israelites have rejected your covenants. They put your prophets to death. And I am the only one left. But the Lord told me to go back through the deserts. He was told me who I was to anoint as the next king. Who I was to choose to be the next prophet after me. And then the Lord said that he has 7,000 people who have not bowed to these false idols. So I traveled and found the person I was to anoint as the next prophet. I put my cloak around him. He was out in the field plowing with the ox. But when I put my cloak around him, he knew that he was called to be the next prophet. Now meanwhile, King Ahab continued to do evil, wicked things. There was a vineyard. And he wanted to take this vineyard for himself. But the owner was unwilling to sell it to him. So wicked Jezebel planned how to kill this vineyard owner. So that they could steal this vineyard. But then the word of the Lord came to me. And told me to give this message to the king. Have you not murdered an innocent man? Have you not stolen a man's property? Where you killed that man, dogs will come and lick up your own blood. Yes, the dogs will come and lick up your blood. And dogs will eat the wicked Jezebel. Now when Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes, he fasted, he walked around very meekly and humbly. So the word of the Lord came to me again. Have you noticed how Ahab has humbled himself before me, says the Lord? Because he has humbled himself, I will not bring this disaster in his day. But I will bring the disaster in the day of his son. Now later, Ahab did not listen to other prophets of God. He went out to war when he shouldn't have. And a soldier just took his bow and arrow and fired. And at random, the arrow just hits the king. The blood drips down from his body onto his chariot. He rode to the place where his vineyard he stole. And there he died. Well, actually, some people took his chariot to that place. They washed his blood off the chariot onto the ground. Then the dogs licked up his blood. As the word of the Lord had been spoken. Now his son became the king. He was also a wicked, evil man. He did the evil in the eyes of the Lord. Because he walked in the ways of his father. But one day when he was on the roof, he had an accident. He injured himself. Then he began to seek the false gods to see whether he would recover from this injury. But the angel of the Lord spoke to me and said, "Why have you turned for guidance from these false gods? Is not the Lord the God of Israel? Because you did not seek the Lord, you will die from this injury. You will not leave your bed, you will certainly die." This message was taken to the king. So the king got one soldier with 50 soldiers. And these soldiers came to me. And they said, "Man of God, come with us to the king." And I said, "If I am a man of God, let fire come from heaven." Fire came and burnt up these 50 soldiers. Another soldier came with 50 men. And he said, "Come down at once and go to the king." So I said, "If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and destroy your 50 men." Fire fell from the sky and burnt up these 50 men. Now a third soldier came with 50 men. He came to me and he fell on his knees. And he started begging, "Please have respect for my life. Please have respect for the lives of the 50 men. Because fire has fallen from heaven and destroyed all the other soldiers." Then the angel of the Lord spoke to me and said, "Go down with him and go and meet the king. Do not be afraid of him." So I told the king the message of the Lord. Because you have not sought after the true gods. Because you have sought after false gods. You will not leave your beds. You will certainly die. Now after this it came time when the Lord spoke to me again. But the time had come for me to be taken up into heaven. So I was walking with my servant. I told him to stay here. But he said, "As surely as the Lord lives, I will not leave you." So we traveled to another town. And I said to my servant, "You stay here." But he said, "As surely as the Lord lives, I will not leave you." Then we came to the river Jordan. And the water was high. So I took the cloak off my back. And I struck the ground with my cloak. Suddenly the water parted to the left and to the right. And we walked across the river on dry ground. Then I said to my servant, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Please give me a double portion of your spirit." I said, "The request you have made is very hard." But if you see me when I am taken up into heaven, it will be yours. But if you don't see me taken up to heaven, then you will not receive this. Now I was walking along with my servant when suddenly a chariot of fire came. Horses of fire appeared. And I was separated from my servant. And I went up into heaven in a whirlwind. My servant cried out, "Oh, the horses and chariots of Israel." And my cloak had fallen to the ground. So my servant picked up the cloak. He went to the River Jordan. And he cried out, "Where is the God of Elijah?" He struck the ground. "Where is the God of Elijah?" And suddenly the water divided. And I walked through on dry ground. That was the servant of the Lord. But I was taken up into heaven on this horses and chariots of fire. But in the Bible, my story doesn't finish there. Because the time came when Jesus Christ was sent from heaven to the earth. And I was also sent with Moses to come and speak to Jesus Christ. Jesus took Peter, James, and John. And Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. And Jesus was praying on the mountain when suddenly the face of Jesus Christ changed. The clothes of Jesus became a bright shining light. Jesus looks like a flash of lightning. Then two men stood there talking to Jesus Christ. One was Moses, and the other was I, the prophet Elijah. So he began talking to Jesus how Jesus would soon leave the earth. Because Jesus would fulfill all the prophecies in Jerusalem. For Jesus is the Lord over all the prophets. And all the prophets looked ahead to the coming of the Messiah. We prepared the nation of Israel for the coming of the Savior of the world. So we predicted how Jesus would have to die on the cross for the sins of the world. And how Jesus Christ would have to rise from the dead. Now suddenly a bright cloud came upon that mountain. And the voice of God spoke from this cloud. The voice of God said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." That is Jesus Christ. That was the voice of God the Father. When the disciples heard the voice of God the Father, they fell down to the ground. Because they were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. And Jesus said, "Get up. Don't be afraid." And when the disciples looked up, they saw no one except Jesus Christ. Moses and myself had gone. Because Jesus Christ is the true one that we are to listen to. We as the prophets just prepared the way for the coming of Jesus. So that people would believe that He is the true Savior of the world. That's why I myself, Elijah, testify that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. I came to turn the nation of Israel back to God. So that the nation of Israel be ready for the coming of the Savior of the world. But Jesus Christ has then sent out His apostles to all nations to preach the gospel. That's why all true prophets will lead people to Jesus Christ. That's why all true preachers will lead people to Jesus Christ. So that is my testimony, the testimony of the prophet Elijah. Now I just want to make one final comment to you. And that is, where is the God of Elijah? God is always the same. God is in heaven just like in the days of Elijah. So what question we should really ask is, where are the men who can walk as close to God as Elijah? And God shows no favoritism. Any woman can also walk as close to God as to Elijah. So we have looked at how close Elijah got to God. We have looked at the mighty miracles that God did through his life. But the Bible says that Elijah was just a man like us. So what he did, we can do. But the only way we can do it is if we live a righteous life like Elijah did. The only way we can do it is if we pray the earnest prayers like Elijah did. And the only way we can do it is if we go out to win the nation back to God like Elijah did. So this is my challenge to you. And it is also my challenge to I myself. Will we get close to God? Will we lay hold of God like the prophet Elijah did? Because to win the nation of India, we need men like Elijah. Men through whom the mighty power of God can work. So this is my challenge to you. Are you willing to keep getting closer to God? So that we can win this nation. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, you are shining in glorious light. And Moses and Elijah stood with you on that mountain. But we know that God the Father honored Jesus above all the prophets. So Lord Jesus, we put you in first place. Now raise up powerful men and women of God. Let us walk close with you, Father. Let us hear your voice like Elijah heard your voice. Let us turn people away from idols like Elijah did. Let us reveal the true living God to India. So Lord, I thank you for every person listening to this message. Pray a special anointing of God upon each person. That each person will be encouraged to serve you with all their hearts. That each person will live a more righteous life. That each person will pray more earnestly. And each person will go out to save sinners. So Lord, help us to learn from this testimony of Elijah. So that every Christian can be a strong Christian. So that every church can be a powerful church. So that Lord, you can win more tribal people. So let the gospel go forth from this place. In mighty name of Jesus we pray.
Amen. Amen.